Shakespearean tragedy has had a good decade at the Cineplex. Kenneth Branagh made a box office splash with Henry V. Mel Gibson made another with Hamlet. And Baz Luhrmann's Romeo and Juliet was an out-and-out smash 3 years ago. So it's no surprise that we're now getting Shakespeare adaptations. Next weekend brings Oh, a film that transplants Othello to a prep school in the American South. Critic Bob Mondello says the makers of Oh have been very faithful and very clever.
Othello was a black man in a white world, a North African general in Venice who was just enough out of his element that his trusted advisor Iago could plant seeds of doubt in his mind, doubt about the loyalty of his loving blonde wife, Desdemona, and about the true feelings of the Italians who praised him so effusively in public. In the movie O, we meet Odin James, the only African-American student at a prep school in South Carolina. He, too, is out of his element, recruited from an urban environment for his skill on the basketball court, dating the dean's blonde daughter, Desi, and lavishly praised in front of the whole school by coach Duke Goulding.
By virtue of having won our divisional championship, as well as having the best record in the league, we will have home court advantage in the state championship all the way up to and including the semifinals. And one reason for that is this young man standing right next to me. And I'll tell you something else, too. And I'm very proud to say this publicly. I love him like my own son.
That little speech doesn't go over quite so well with the coach's real son, Hugo. Hugo is also on the team and has been asked by his dad to befriend O and help him with the ins and outs of prep school life. Hugo's envy makes him a somewhat conflicted mentor, but O is too trusting to notice, also too busy finding ways to tell Desi he loves her. His best way? A keepsake, a delicate lace handkerchief.
It's over 100 years old.
It's over your price range is what it is.
It was my great-grandmother's, and it's always been in my family. It's supposed to stay that way, but I feel like we're already family.
Now, if you're at all familiar with Shakespeare's Othello, you know that handkerchief will disappear, and that Hugo will start to hint that he has proof that Desi is fooling around with one of O's best friends. If O were a bit older, he might see through Hugo, but he's 18 and insecure, so he gets suckered. And because teenagers today have no trouble getting their hands on guns, the plot spins just as inevitably toward tragedy as it did in Shakespeare's time. Director Tim Blake Nelson reportedly rehearsed the cast, not just in the film's modern dialogue, but also in Shakespeare's original words, so they'd know where the intensity of feeling was coming from. And adapter Brad Kaya has been astonishingly smart about finding contemporary parallels for Othello's plot points. Everything's been very carefully worked out, from character names to accents to that specifically plantation-like prep school setting. Mekki Pfeiffer and Julia Stiles are passionate young lovers. The school's authority figures are as out of it as their Elizabethan counterparts, and Josh Hartnett is so on the money as the conflicted Hugo that you almost understand him too well. In fact, the film's biggest problem is that every motivation is so carefully justified psychologically that watching the plot unfold isn't as interesting as it might be. Much of the reason Othello works, after all, is that Iago's cruelty is so inexplicable. Explain away the evil in him by making the character a schoolboy who craves attention from a distant father, and you make him a lot less compelling. And since there's no poetry to fall back on, apart from the rap-inflected soundtrack, what you're left with is a story about gullibility and a stolen handkerchief. Still, that's gullibility in a stolen handkerchief as orchestrated by the bard, and folks who don't know how things come out, especially teenagers who are O's target audience, are almost guaranteed to find the story fresher than I can after seeing it a half a dozen times on stage. I'll never forget sitting with a high school crowd at a Romeo and Juliet screening a few years back and feeling the shockwave that hit the auditorium as the kids realized that Leo DiCaprio and Claire Danes were not going to get to live happily ever after. Hollywood endings hadn't prepared them for Shakespeare, and while O is a step or two further removed from the bard, I can easily imagine it getting a similar reaction. I'm Bob Mondello.